I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of an onion that didn't stink, the one that spiced up a race against Secretariat. But now it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Your dream of a Nashville-Vegas matchup in the NHL Western Conference Finals will not materialize this year anyway. The Winnipeg Jets will play the Vegas Golden Knights for the right to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. I think I know which team you're rooting for in that one.
Oh, I'm rooting for my Las Vegas Golden Knights, obviously, although I'm very happy for the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, this was a city that lost its team, had to wait for it to get it back, and all I can say is that we're looking at a whole bunch of people who've been locked in Winnipeg all winter who get a chance to go to Las Vegas for 3 or 4 days.
And before going to Las Vegas, they went out into the street and sang "O Canada"
they
right
did.
There in Winnipeg.
They
so
could, you
lovely.
Know what? They can do that in Las Vegas and no one will notice.
In the Eastern Conference semifinals, it's the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Washington Capitals, led by one of your favorites, Alex Ovechkin. Been 20 years since the Caps made the third round, so about
well,
time.
Ovechkin had played almost 1,200 games in the NHL without making the conference finals. I'm looking forward to seeing Ovechkin on the big stage.
We are into the third round of the NBA playoffs. Golden State will face Houston in the West, and it'll be Boston and Cleveland in the East. You got a pick for us?
I think Cleveland probably will win the series, although I'm not going to bet any money on it. And I think Houston's going to get Golden State. I really do.
Kylia Carter played basketball for Ole Miss back in the 80s, and her son Wendell played basketball for Duke much more recently. Speaking before the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics on Monday, Ms. Carter compared the current NCAA basketball landscape to slavery. Did she make a convincing case?
Well, I mean, she made all the arguments we've made on this program for as long as there's been this program. I mean, maybe the slavery business is a bit of hyperbole, but she's absolutely right about the exploitation of the players, and she's absolutely right that the system is not going to survive, and the only question now is whether it's a hard or a soft landing.
Tuesday night, the Mets killed their own potential first-inning rally. Charlie, if somebody hit into a double play or miss a bunt sign?
No, they batted out of order. And
You're not supposed to do that in the major leagues.
In my years as a sports writer, I literally have never seen that in a major league game. I'm so mad I wasn't at this game.
Well, I think it's important to note that it was the manager's mistake. He filled out two lineup cards, and they were not identical. And they're supposed to be. It wasn't a case of a player jumping out of the dugout on impulse and running to the plate, which is what I was hoping.
I was really sort of hoping that. But you're right. This is the kind of thing that happens in T-ball.
Baseball brawls can be scary. Sometimes amid the pushing and shoving and milling around, somebody actually gets hurt. Maybe that's what Chris Bryant of the Cubs was trying to prevent when he broke up the brawl between his guys and the Marlins the other night by tickling Starlin Castro.
What is going on with our professional athletes? We had Brad Marchand licking opponents. Now we've got guys tickling each other.
There's no tickling in
There's
baseball.
There's no tickling in baseball.
Wayne Rooney may be coming to D.C. United this season, and if that ends up being the case, I wonder if D.C. United will suffer the same fate as Team England suffers in every World Cup.
Oh, that's cruel. But D.C. United is paying them $12 million to come over and join what is apparently becoming a retirement home for European soccer players.
Yeah, and then people in D.C. will get to sing, Wayne Rooney, Wayne Rooney, Wayne Rooney, Wayne Rooney. Kick one in for England, Wayne Rooney.
Boy, that's embarrassing.
You didn't like it?
I'm stunned.
They'll say kick one in for D.C.
I'm stunned. I really am.
I learned this week, Charlie, that it's not quite true that you can bet on anything. Bet365, which is a bookmaking establishment in the U.K., informed Gerard Gallagher that they would not accept his 100-pound wager that the earth is flat. And I guess you have to admire the integrity of this particular bookmaker.
I don't understand why you wouldn't take the bet. It's a sure thing. The world is not flat.
Now, wait. You don't know what Mr. Gallagher has in terms of proof.
You know what the proof is? If you get on a boat and you sail to America, you don't fall off the edge.
It doesn't say it ends. He just says it's flat. It could be really big.
The world isn't flat, Bill!
See, the radio consultant told me controversy was a good thing. I'm trying to create one. Finally, Charlie, in a recent exhibition hockey game between amateur players and former NHL stars, one of the amateurs, a prominent politician, put on a really great exhibition. He couldn't be stopped. He scored 5 times. I guess this guy may be likely to get out of politics and sign with a pro team.
Yeah, Vladimir Putin's falling off, though. I mean, he's previously in these games, he scored 8 and 7 goals, respectively. This year, he only scored 5. I think it's time to put him on the expansion list. I do like the picture of him shaking hands with all the other players who are sitting there thinking, good, I can eat my dinner tonight with a clear conscience.
You know, this whole thing seems fishy to me because this is like Kim Jong-il. You know, he shot 18 for
Yeah, but nobody saw that. People actually watch people, like, get out of Vladimir's way and
yeah,
the goaltender right. jump over the net and stuff when he scores.
Which is different from standing on your head if you're a goalkeeper.
I mean, you want to put like polonium detectors in every room in your house? I don't.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.